This talking book is the property of Jewish Care.
The Middle Eastern Affair by Ellis Dweck, published by Peter Halban in the year 2004. It is being read for you by Denise Assassin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Section 1.
And so we turn to Chapter 1. Interweaving Strands. When I was a little boy, my father told me of a time near the end of the First World War when he was standing in line at a bank in Cairo. An Arab, fully robed, an egal crowning his head, in the style of the Bedouins, walked in with a confidence then unknown in Egypt. After all, Arabs, as the Egyptians called them, when they wanted to distinguish themselves from such desert people, were very different from the oil-rich princes of today, and none had ever been seen in a bank as far as my father knew. There was consternation, therefore, as the man pushed ahead of the queue, and when, instead of being ushered out peremptorily, the fawning manager had come forward to greet him, my father cried out, "Who's that?" "Lawrence," came the electrifying reply from those who realized who it was. As the man briefly turned towards him, my father caught the searing look from his pale eyes. "You are confusing the boy," my mother interrupted him.